Welcome to Live and Love Your Brand, a podcast to support you in sharing your message and mission with the world. I'm your host, Emma Lovell. I'm lovely by name, lovely by nature. I'm a personal branding specialist with a mission to support female entrepreneurs to live and love their brand. I've been running my business, Lovely Communications, for more than 12 years, and I can hand on heart say that my success has come from the strength of my personal brand. I believe in the power of owning and sharing our story. I want to help you own your story, shop consistently, and really put yourself out there. So here on the podcast, you'll find helpful tips, practical exercises, and joyful discussions that will inspire you to reconnect with your brand and communicate it more effectively. I'll be joined by incredible experts to discuss how personal branding can have a huge impact on your business and on your life. I'd love to hear from you, so please make sure to connect over on social media. You can find me on Instagram, at lovelycomms, that's L-O-V-E-L-L-Y, double the L means double the life. Facebook, Lovely Communications, and you can join in the conversation in our lovely community, the Live and Love Your Brand Facebook group. Of course, make sure to come back weekly as each new episode drops. I can't wait to share with you how to gain clarity, build confidence, and increase connections, all by sharing your unique personal brand with the world. Lovely Communications is based on the Gold Coast and recognises Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this place, now known as Australia. We are grateful for the continuing care of the lands, waterways and skies where we work, live, listen, learn and play. From here on Yugambeh country and from wherever you are listening, we respect the elders past, present and emerging. Hello, lovely, and welcome to the final episode of Live and Love Your Brand. Yes, the big announcement today, this is the final episode ever. I have made the decision to retire this lovely podcast, this my second podcast, because I'm about to start my third podcast. I have gone through a big change lately, and I'll talk a little bit about that today and tell you where you can continue to connect with me. But I just wanted to do a bit of a final episode, a farewell episode, and thank you for listening, and thank you for being here for what are we up to now, 86, 87 episodes, which is just remarkable. I'm actually going to check that. It's actually remarkable. Part of me would love to get to the 100 and just to hit that mark, because I have another podcast, a travel podcast, which didn't hit the 100 either. I just decided to end that around the 80-ish mark too. So, what was our last episode? I don't even have the number on there. There you go. So that is number 85. So this is number 86. There you go. What an interesting thing for me to share with you. 86 episodes. I'm very proud of that. Very proud of that. And I'm very thankful to you. And if you've listened to every episode, congratulations and thank you. I'd love to hear from you. What was your favorite episode, or which one did you get the most out of, or what would you like to hear more of in the future? Because it's not, my podcasting isn't ending. I just am ending here. So I went through a rebrand, at the start of September 2023. It's now the end of September 2023. And during that rebrand, I stepped out of working under my own name, Lovely Communications, and I started working as my own name, Emma Lovell. And it's been quite a journey to get here. And what my original plan was to just transition the podcast to being the Emma Lovell Show, which will be the new podcast. But there was something holding me back, and there was something that was stopping me. And I felt like I wanted to honor this podcast, and I wanted to honor what this one was about, and that is personal brand. That is about living and loving your brand. It's about, you know, all things marketing, social media, PR, how to promote yourself, how to put yourself forward, how to show up, how to be you. And all of my guests have sort of talked in line with that and shared their story in line with that. And so I just felt like, you know, just changing the music, changing the cover, that's fine. But then I felt it could be confusing. You know, if you came in and listened at number 20, and then you listened to number 90, and
It's just a different energy, it's a different vibe. And where I've taken the business wasn't just it wasn't just about the rebrand anymore. It wasn't just about calling myself Emma Lovell and stepping into my own name and working under my own name. It became that I actually brought together my passions and my love. So my passion for business, first and foremost, I'm a business owner. I've been a business owner for 14 years and I love running business. I know that this isn't my first business, it won't be my last. And I've kind of had about four or five different businesses, or worked in different ways, under, a few different umbrellas, I guess. Just pulling that all in underneath the Emma Lovell now and meaning giving me a bit more freedom, which is my highest value, to do what I want to do. And I think that me having that energy in the business will help people as well. So sort of going into more traditional business coaching, I guess, but also bringing in my life stuff. And so I will be my, I guess, titles I call myself are coach, speaker, and writer, with a view to make the writer be author. That's on the cards in the next year. And helping people who want to travel more and live a life they love. So for me, business is about creating freedom. It's about creating the life that you want. But so often we just get caught up in basically making a business a job, creating a job. It no longer is a 9-to-5 job. It's a 24/7 job. Our businesses are always on our minds, working stupid hours and not getting that whole goal of freedom that we kind of set out for. That could be financial freedom, that could be time freedom, that could be creative freedom. But generally, that's sort of why people get into business for themselves. And it's not for everyone, but it is something that we sort of, if you really want it, you go for it. But what I hear it, a lot of people saying they want to travel, even if it's not travel, they just want more time to do what they want to do. Maybe that's going for beach walks, maybe that's spending time with their kids, maybe that's driving around a camper van in Australia. Or being able to homeschool their children. It could be spending time with their animals out on their property, or just one of my goals, like riding horses. I want to spend more time around horses. I think they're incredible, and actually they symbolize freedom, so no wonder. But just getting to do what we love, and my mission is to help entrepreneurs who want to travel more and live a life they love now. I don't want to do one day, someday. I think we can be living the life we love, like right now. And that doesn't mean that every day is on a boat, cruising around in the Caribbean, just not working and just raking in millions. That means doing what you love and doing it in the way that works for you, running your business and your life the way that you want to do it. And unfortunately, this year for me has had a lot of grief, and I've lost my grandmother and two friends, which is really hard. And also my nephew was diagnosed with a rare genetic condition, which is terminal, and we have 1 to 2 years potentially with him. And so it's made that life stuff very acute for me. And we don't always get the time that we think we'll have. So I think I want to use the time that I do have doing what I want to do and spending it with the people that I want to spend it with and creating what I want to create. That doesn't mean I'm not going to do the work. I love working. I love my business. I love, showing up on this podcast. But it's doing it in a way that's sustainable, profitable, and enjoyable for me. And I hope that I can help others to do the same. So bringing those goals forward, maybe simplifying some things, whatever it is that they need. I want to pull on my 14 years of business experience, my 18 years of traveling experience, my writing, my ability to make money like a modern day pirate and find money and create things so that I can keep doing what I want to do. That's sort of a skill that I have, as well as the ability to inspire, encourage, and motivate. And so that's what I want to be doing with the business stuff. The traveling, I've always traveled, and I want to talk about that more. And then I also have a sort of a topic I want to cover, which is the self-care. It's something really important to me, and it's something that I guess I lead in, and I have been complimented on, or it's been pointed out to me that I do it well. Not always, but I aim to do it. I don't want to be a martyr. I don't want to be someone who is so exhausted and burnt out, and shell of a human that I can't actually show up for anybody because I've already given too much to everyone else. So I do things for myself. I do travel for myself. I go on retreats for myself. I take rest for myself. I make time for myself and what my ambitions and goals are. That doesn't make me any less loving than my family. It doesn't make me any less generous. It doesn't make me any less, kind. It's just that I understand the lame old thing of putting your oxygen mask on first. And I just know that if I'm not okay and if I'm not in a good place, I really can't do anything for anyone else. I will just collapse in a heap. And that I have the benefit of hindsight, and I have experienced depression and anxiety. I have experienced burnout. I have experienced, I guess, a pretty low. So I don't want to get to that point again. And I can see when I'm getting there. And so even yesterday I had a nap. And so, yes, I guess coming back to the podcast, that was something that was important to me, like honoring me, honoring who I am, and bringing that out. And so the new business direction is that business, travel, and self-care, helping by coaching, helping by speaking, helping by sharing my writing, sharing my stories, sharing my experiences and the experiences of those around me. I want to share the voices of those I know and lift those up as well. I love speaking. I love this podcast because it's allowed me to share the voices of others. It's also allowed me to share my stories with you. And on my new podcast, I'll be doing that even more. So every week there'll be an episode from me. And when I have them, they'll be my guests. And really, the Emma Lovell Show is going to be about living a life you love. That's my mission, is to live a life I love and to help others do the same. And so I hope you will join me over there. It's pretty simple. It's called the Emma Lovell Show. It will be dropping by the first week of October. So keep an eye out. You can stay connected with me. All my links have changed, so all the show notes will have to go back and change. My links are now emmalovell.au is my website. My Instagram is emmalovell.au. LinkedIn is Emma Lovell. I do also have a page on Facebook. Unfortunately, it hasn't changed over yet, but the handle is facebook.com/EmmaLovellAU. So everything is EmmaLovellAU. I am, for anyone listening overseas, which I would love to hear if you are, that's one of my goals, is to make my audience, my personal audience is very global, but I would love to have my business audience and my podcast and speaking audience be more global as well. So AU is for Australia, where I am based. So just a huge, a bit emotional. Thank you. Thank you to everyone who's listened. Whether some episodes have 12 listens or some have in the hundreds, I'd love it to be in the thousands, but there is cumulative, I think it's of more than 5,000 downloads, which is an honour. It really is, that you chose to listen, that you chose to be here with me, and that you were interested in what I have to say and the people that I wanted to share with you. So to all of my guests, thank you so much for making the time and sharing your stories. I really appreciate it. Thank you to everyone who's worked on the podcast, to Henry Lakin, my social media intern turned social media manager, who created the artwork, to Meg from Cruise Creations, who took the photo, to King and the Kaya and Mylan from the Kaya team, who've worked on editing the podcast, to Michael Chambers and Leslie Chambers, who helped me with the initial assets to get, the intro and all of those pieces to get the podcast off the ground initially, to just to everyone who's been there and listened, to clients who joined thanks to listening, looking at you, Beck Haddad and Eleanor Burt. I feel very honoured and very, very grateful. So I hope you'll come on over to the Emma Lovell Show. By all means, enjoy listening back through the catalogue. The podcast will not be taken down. It will live on and probably end up more successful once I stop it, as things always happen. But I'm not going anywhere. Please stay in touch with me. I am Emma Lovell. I have been your host, and I really appreciate you. If I can leave you with one message about your personal brand is you. And the more you are, the more wonderful connections you're going to create with the people and the work and the life that you want to have. So be you. As Oscar Wilde said, you have to be yourself because everyone else is already taken. So please be your beautiful self and share your unique message with the world. Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today for another episode of Live and Love Your Brand. I'm so grateful that you've shared your time by listening today. That means so much to me. And if you're loving what you're learning, I would be so appreciative if you'd leave a review, rate this podcast, and subscribe. It really shows me that you care, but it also helps other listeners to find us too. Again, please be sure to connect with me. I love hearing from you and getting to know your story. You can connect with me on Instagram at @lovelycomms, Facebook, Lovely Communications, and please do join the gorgeous community, Live and Love Your Brand, our Facebook group. Or if you're ready to take action now and want to improve how you show up in the world with your brand, then head on over to lovelycommunications.com. Again, lovely is LOVELLY, communications.com, to learn how you can work with me. My clients have gone on to experience opportunities that they could never have dreamed of. From starting businesses to taking leadership in their own life, they have found the confidence to stand in who they are and to go wholeheartedly after what they truly want in life. And I want that for you too. If you're ready to invest in yourself and reconnect with who you are, then let's chat. Thank you again for listening. Now go into the world and share the beauty that is the uniqueness of you. Catch you next week, lovely.